Crime does not pay.
You're careless, Fudgy. You can't be careless. Not in this business.
What do you mean, careless? The judge had a ton of wrecking cast iron hung on him. How could it come up?
I don't know, except the paper says something about gases in the body making the skiff float, rocks or no rocks.
Sure, it's physics and chemistry. That's what.
So now we got to go to college and study physics. There's no finish to this.
What about careless finish? Can you make that scientific?
Yeah, I'll make it scientific. I'll fix him good with an ice pick.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you'll hear Summertime Creek, starring Charles Corbin. Now, Crime Does Not Pay, starring Charles Corbin as Bugsy Portnoy in Summertime Take. Summertime is a good time for most people. Their vacations and all that goes with them. The resorts, the fun, the games, the freely spent money that has been saved for just this purpose during the other 11 months of the year. And where there is freely spent money, you'll find those who dip their fingers in it for their own purposes. Ozzie White dipped his fingers into that money and came up with double handfuls. Ozzie controlled the slot machine, the one-armed bandit, which stood invitingly in every bar, every casino in the resort area where Ozzie operated. Year in and year out, the nickels, dimes, and quarters flowed through the machine into Ozzie's pocket. And Ozzie had an organization. There was Specs, his accountant, for one. Ozzie trusted Specs and listened when he had something to say.
I don't like it, Fox. It don't look good to me.
Oh, what's wrong?
Last year, the machines at Swan Lake gave us twice the take we're getting this year.
That's all?
Same thing at White Lake.
How'd you run across this?
I was just playing around. The figures looked off this summer. At the hotel, they're as packed with suckers as last year. So I ran a check. Here's the figures. Three bars, 1947, 48, and 1949.
Mm-hmm. I see. How do you figure it?
Me, I just play with the numbers, boss.
And somebody else is playing with the tape.
Well, I wouldn't be hasty, boss.
Why not? You're sure of your figures, aren't you?
I ain't no CPA, but I can add and subtract.
Looks like somebody's been subtracting before we ever see the dough.
Bugsy, come on in here.
You want me, Ozzie?
I called you, didn't I? Who's the collector in the Swan Lake district, Bugsy?
Wallace Page, you know that.
You been around lately?
Yesterday.
You notice anything different about him?
Well, he's got some new shirts. Still.
Anything else?
Nothing special. If there was, I'd notice it.
Yeah, I guess you would. How about Carol at Carter?
Nothing much. Why?
Any new shirts?
No, nothing.
Mm-hmm. Carol is collecting for us at White Lake. The take's awful low this year at White and Swan both.
I get it. Somebody needs a lesson, eh?
Yeah. And you're the best teacher I know, Bugsy. So take care of it for me, will you?
Nothing like the country in the summer, I always say.
Well, nice of you guys to go out of your way to take me up to the lake. Take nothing of it, Wally. Take nothing of it.
Keep your eyes on the road, Smithy.
Well, don't worry about him, Bugsy. Smithy's the best driver I know. I like to sit next to him just to watch him work. Bugsy likes the back seat. That's where he works.
That's the lake up ahead, Smithy?
Yeah. Pretty in the moonlight, ain't it?
Nice view.
There's a better one up ahead.
I like this one. Talk for a minute, Smitty. Let's enjoy the moonlight.
Sure. Never thought you were romantic, Bugsy.
Oh, I got my moments.
Yeah, you certainly have, Bugsy. Boy, quiet out here. Nearest place is the inn, 5 miles up the road.
That's so. Hear what he said, Smitty?
Yeah, I heard.
Get your end of the rope, Smitty. Move, Smitty.
Move! No. I got it,
Bugsy.
Now hold it.
If it'll take you, Wally, when you collect for us, you collect honest and can in every nickel.
Every nickel. Mm. He's done, Bugsy.
Nothing like it, Smitty. Piece of rope over the head from the back seat, crossed ends. You pull on one, I pull the other. The guy just can't make any noise. First pull breaks his windpipe.
Yeah. Smooth. Smooth.
Let's get rid of him.
Right. You got enough line to tie him?
No line. Picture wire. Rope will rot in the water. We'll get the stuff out of the trunk.
Okay, sure.
I always figure this is simpler and faster than a cement jacket. Twice around the ankles, and the arms cut behind. Very neat.
Here's the slot machine, mate. Plenty heavy.
Now, there's a terrific idea if I say so myself. The jerk dips into the tape, so we hang a base around his neck. that'll teach him. Twist that wire tight, Teddy.
Yeah, I got it. It'll teach him, all right. So we'll keep him down.
Plenty of rust. That's why I picked this spot. Here. I'll hitch this one to his feet. You got the clippers?
Yeah, my back pocket. Here.
Good. I'll hold it. Come on, take his head, Teddy.
Hey, can't we drag him? He's awful heavy.
And leave the marks on the ground? He wouldn't like that. Teddy?
Lift. Never thought of that. Hey, is it far to the point?
Just a step or two. Water's plenty deep off the point.
Oh, what a night for a swim. Look at the moon and the water.
Yeah, Wally likes the country.
Hey, next time let's take the body to the edge first and try to wait down there,
You got something there, Smitty. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. So swing him. Toss him out as far as you can. When I say three, let him go.
Right with you.
One. Two.
All right.
That does it. He'll never come up. Let's go.
Boy, that'll teach him a lesson.
Here.
You never been to Swan Lake before?
No. Have you?
My second summer. What do you like about it?
Oh, everything. Mountains, the sky, and the lake. It's never cold, this lake. Not like some I've been in.
Well, that's because it's artificial. Fed by small streams from the mountains that were dammed up years ago.
What are you, a walking encyclopedia?
No, a rowing encyclopedia. Sometimes I wish the summer could go on forever. Betty?
Yes, Jim?
Betty, I...
Jim, are the large fish in this lake?
Well, they stock it with fish from time to time. Trout, mostly. They don't grow very long.
I see.
Why?
I thought I saw fish. It was sort of white and large. Seem to be floating.
Well, fish don't float unless they're dead. Where is it?
Over there.
Hmm?
Now, turn around to the right.
Looks more like a white glove to me.
Maybe it is. Funny, glove floating out here.
Let's get it, hmm? Am I headed for it?
The left door. That's it.
Yeah.
Not both. Good. Hold your course, sailor.
Aye, aye, ma'am.
Hold it. You'll pass the thing, whatever it is. Jim. Jimmy.
What is it?
It's attached to something.
Let me see. Betty, don't look. For heaven's sake, don't look.
What? What is it?
It's no glove. It's a human hand tied to another.
Oh.
The body's floating just below the surface of the water.
Hey, boss. Boss.
Hmm?
That looks like Bugsy slipping here in the paper. Body found in Swan Lake, tentatively identified as that of Wally Sage, small-time mobster.
Give me that. From the condition of the body, which was in a remarkable state of preservation, it was judged that the gangster had been dead about a week. Identification was made from the face.
Bugsy, come on in here.
What's wrong, Ozzy?
Wrong. Here, read it.
Oh, it came up after.
What's the matter? You slipping?
I don't see how. Meeting me, we barely lugged him with a slot machine base tied to his chest and a rock on his feet.
Read the end of the story.
The body might have remained at the bottom of Swan Lake indefinitely had not the warm waters of the lake accelerated the accumulation of gases within it. Police authorities pointed out that gases retained within the body brought about the buoyancy sufficient to overcome the weight splashed to the body.
Oh, all the rotten luck.
Looks like Wally had stomach trouble. Gas.
1 week. One stupid week and they find him.
Oh, what, boss? They can't pin it on us.
You're careless, Bugsy. You can't be careless. Not in this business.
What do you mean, careless? The jerk had a ton of rock and cast iron hung on him. How could he come up?
I don't know. Except what I read in the papers, but the stiff floated, rocks or no rocks.
Sure, it's chemistry and physics, that's what.
So now we've got to go to college and study physics. There's no finish to this.
What about Carolus' finish? Can you make that scientific?
Yeah. I'll make it scientific. I'll fix him good. With an ice pick. When Slit and I get through with him, he'll stay down forever.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with Summertime Take. Pay, starring Charles Corbin as Bugsy Portnoy in Summertime Take. The summer moved along. The collection from the slot machines went on, and Specs checked his figures on receipts against the preceding years. Again, there was a mysterious discrepancy which was traced to the collections in the White Lake District. Apparently, the lesson taught Wally Sage had failed to have its proper effect on Carolus Carter. And so it happened that once again, a car sped along a highway with Smitty in the driver's seat, Bugsy in his usual place in the rear, and Carolus Carter in front, next to the driver, next to death.
Like the country, Carolus?
I can take it or leave it alone.
This is your district here, isn't it?
Sure. Sure, this is White Lake right here.
Any points of interest around here, huh?
What do you mean, points of interest? Like views or something? I wouldn't know. I tend to business strictly.
Oh, that's so.
Well, well, well.
Ever been in swimming?
Too cold for me.
So I heard. Springford Lake, ain't it?
I suppose. I leave that to the same jerks who play on machines. Suckers.
Does anybody ever win?
Once in a while. Gotta have a come on. So we let a couple of them hit the jackpot. But mostly they get three lemons. Hey, what are you slowing down for? We'll never make the hotel before midnight at this rate.
We got plenty of time. I just want to look at the view.
Since when are you interested in the beauties of nature, Smitty?
Just a few weeks now. Especially in lakes with cold water, nice deep spots.
Yeah. Special in lakes with cold water.
What you guys?
You are, Carolus.
Yeah, but not for long.
Time's up, Carolus. You've got to learn the same lesson I taught you. Don't ever try to put on one over on Ozzy. Oh, Smitty.
I'm falling. You're going to help stroke.
Here's the ice pick.
Where'd I give it to him?
In the belly.
Something gas on get out, right?
Come on, Smitty.
Give it to him. Fix him up like a soup cleaner. The more holes, the merrier.
That's got it. Let's move in.
You bet. Where's the boat?
Hid it in that clump of bushes yesterday. The rocks and slot machine base are in it. This one ain't never gonna come up after we're dumping him. Bugsy, meet Bullets Morgan.
How are you?
Glad to know you. Ozzy tells me you know your business.
Thanks. Bullets is the new collector up White Lake Way.
Yeah. Ozzy told me how you took care of my predecessor for him.
Nothing to it. 2 months now and he's still feeding the fish. Yeah?
Thanks, Sheriff Ozzy. You got your radio on?
No, why?
There's a news broadcast in a minute. You better catch it.
Why?
It's all over town. They found Carolus.
What?
That's all I know. The newsboy sent it out. You can get it on the radio. See you later.
Bugsy, turn on the radio, will you?
Nothing on now but news.
I know. Turn it on.
Sure. I never knew you were interested in their national situation, Ozzy.
I'm not.
Business is too good around here.
Shut up now and listen.
And so much for the news picture overseas. Here at home, a sensational development is the discovery of the body of Carolus Carter. Found floating in White Lake upstate. Carter, a mobster thought to have been connected with a gambling racket, was strangled and stabbed at least 15 times, probably with an ice pick. Wired to his body with several weights, and it is apparent that he had...
He couldn't come up. He just couldn't.
But he didn't.
I don't see how. He was so full of holes and gas, just couldn't stay in.
But it didn't.
When did you use the pick on him, Bugsy?
How do you mean?
Before or after you killed him?
During.
Oh, you gotta do it after.
Why?
We had a job like this back in Detroit. When you stick him before, the blood runs to the holes and stops them up, see?
I get it. I never thought of that.
It looks like you never thought of a lot of things, Bugsy.
But 2 months, Ozzy. It's 2 months.
It's a cold lake. It's like an icebox.
What do you want me to do about it?
There's nothing you can do about it. We just got to ride along and watch our step for a while, that's all. They can't tie it to us. Well, next time you'll know.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's that. When are you going to show Bullets his territory, Bugsy?
Anytime he's ready.
No time like the present, I always say.
Why not? Smitty's got a car. We can drive up now.
Suits me. Okay with you, Ozzy?
Sure. The quicker the better. Go on, beat it, both of you. Have a good time. But don't play the machines. That's a sucker's operation.
You like country.
Hey, remember how Wally liked the moon on the lake? And then over comes the rope?
You two really have that operation down to a science.
And how? Bugsy sits back where you are, see? The victim sits where Bugsy is right now, next to me. We stop the car. Bugsy throws the rope over his head. We take an end. Blah, blah, boom. That's all.
Neat. Quick.
Quiet. Just said it.
Neat. Quick. Quiet. The victim sits where Bugsy is.
All
right now.
How's Ozzy to work for, Smitty?
Okay, swell. But he don't like two things. Guys would steal from him, and guys would make the same mistake twice.
You can't say I blame him.
The same mistake twice. Ozzy doesn't like that. And I'm sitting where the victim sits. Who is this Bullets Morgan anyway? Why didn't Ozzy give the collecting job to Smitty? He was in line for it, or to me.
the matter, Bugsy? He ain't said nothing for 5 minutes.
Nothing to say, just watching the scenery.
Sure is deserted around here.
Yeah, that's why we do most of our jobs in this neighborhood.
This is the neighborhood. Why do you expect like this, George? Does he bring this bullet in to do a special job? That's right. And me. That's why we're out here. Me, I'm next. Next on the hit parade.
What's the matter, Bugsy? You sick? You're shaking like a leaf.
No, nothing. What's the matter, guy? You seen a ghost?
Hey, when Bugsy gets to say ghost, brother, it'll be more than one.
They're kidding. Like I did with the others. They're trying to keep me from seeing where we're heading.
Hey, Bugsy, you want I should stop for a minute?
No. No, don't stop.
Hey, what's with you?
You don't get me. Not like with Wally and Carol. I know the trick. You don't get me.
He's gone nuts.
Bugsy, cut it out.
No, I'm getting out. I want to live. You don't get me.
Hey, Bugsy, leave that door alone.
Bugsy, you're nuts.
No, I'm getting out. I'm getting away now before you tie a rope to my feet.
Come on, Smitty. We got to find him. Brother, he'll have our neck.
Yeah, find him in these woods at night. Where? Which way did he go?
Back this way. Into the tree.
No. You don't get me in no woods. Not with Bugsy nuts and packing a piece. Besides which, I ain't no Indian. I hate the country.
Help! I need help! Please, somebody got to be inside! Help me!
Hold your horses, I'm coming.
Someone's there! Someone's coming! Hurry, please, hurry! They're after me!
Now, what's all this about?
You got to let me in! I'm in danger! Two men, they'll kill me!
Around here, nobody in this neighborhood but us.
No! Let the young man in. You can't keep him on the porch all night.
Oh, yes, Martha. Well, come in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you a million times.
Joe, look at the young man.
I'm looking. Silly fella.
But his clothes, they're all torn. His face is scratched.
I jumped from a car. They were going to kill me.
Who was going to kill you?
Smitty and Bullet. You've got to hide me. They'll be after me. Ozzy won't let me get away.
Young man, I think you've been drinking.
No, it's the truth. You've got to save me.
Joe, where are you going?
The telephone. Sounds like business for the sheriff to me.
Yes. The sheriff. I'll talk. If I talk, they'll protect me. They'll let me leave. How do they do that?
This is the phone. Hello, Sadie. I want the sheriff. Quick.
You saved me. I don't know how I'll ever repay you.
Now, don't you worry about that. Living way out here, we don't get much chance to help folks when we can.
Sheriff Winters.
Hello, Sheriff. This is Joe Karofsky.
Hi, Joe. You got trouble out your way?
Maybe. Hold on. We've got a visitor. I'll let him talk to you. Here, young man. Take the phone.
Yes. Thank you. This is the sheriff?
Yep. Who are you?
This is Bugsy Portner. You know the name.
Never heard of you.
You heard of Bugsy White?
Yes. So what?
I worked for him. He sent me out to get it like Wally Sage and Kennel's car got it. Tonight, I know how they got it. And I was going to get it too, only I jumped before...
How do you know how they got it?
I did it both times, but I want to live. I got to live. You can save me, but you got to help me. I tell you everything. Please, come for me. They're looking for me now. Hurry. I live in jail. I'll find out I'm dead. Come for me. I don't want the rope and the water and the gas inside. I'm afraid. Afraid. Hurry, please.
Crime does not pay.
Charles Corbin, who was starred as Bugsy Portnoy in Crime Does Not Pay, will be back with you in just a moment. Now, here in person is Charles Corbin.
Believe me, Bugsy Portnoy was an interesting character to portray because his swaggering, his viciousness, and his eventual and inevitable breakdown are typical of the small-time gangster with his usual delusions of grandeur. However, it is just as interesting to notice the contempt in which the other characters held the plain people whose coins in the slot machines made up the summertime take. These are people like you and me. People will lend their support to criminals because we don't stop to think about what we are doing. Because we are misled so many times by the simple words, innocent amusement. You see, in the end, it is up to us to stop this kind of criminal activity by the simple act of refusing to lend it our support under any and all circumstances. Yes, in the end, it is the plain people, the good citizens, who can prove that crime does not pay.
Thank you, Charles Corbin. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Mark D. Lowe, with music composed and conducted by John Dart. Technical advisor is Burton B. Tertis. The events, characters, and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental.